Okay, hello, 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 everyone. Hello, hello. How are we doing? You are definitely right. It is indeed a beautiful day to be a bee. Okay, just going to wait for the numbers to stabilize a little bit as people keep on joining. I'm aware that we've got a couple of fleets out, so just make sure that you're right clicking and listening in. I fully agree. Blapping herons is very good therapy. Okay, looks like numbers have pretty much stabilized. As you can tell, I'm not Asher and I'm not Ranger. I'm Ryo, for those of you that don't actually know me. I'm one of the directors of. Yes, I have a voice. I'm one of the directors of finance. So I'm one of the people that looks after the Super S-Mart. So all of those big toy sales are generally being checked over by myself. Bean counters, indeed. So Asher will be coming back to us next week, and apparently he has got a lot of stories to tell us about all of the spicy food he ate on his holiday, like mayonnaise, for example. So, without any further ado, here we go. So, first point on the agenda is obviously we've got the next expansion coming out on the 27th of May. So, new patch means new updates, means new ships, it means new skills. And it also means new doctrines, so be sure to save it. Make sure you save all of your skill points because you are going to need it. Styx has kindly done some updates over to the skill planner. Styx, do you want to say a few words about that?
Yeah, so the skills planner, I tried adding some more F2 stuff. We really want to see F2s in fleets. We think that with the new patch, F2s will be very important. Your F2s turn into Dreadnoughts, which turn into Super and Titanoughts. We don't want to see mains in Supers and Titans. Your mains need to go off and be in the subcap fleets. We can't have a capital fleet if there's no grid that we're on with the subcaps, right? So the subcaps are super important. They need to be there before the capital fleet is. And if they're not there, then there's no capital fleet, which makes everyone sad because we all want to use our big toys, but they need to be on alts. And your mains need to be in the important F1 ships. So that's why we have F2 ships. And there's varying levels for them, but you can make them be useful rather than just sitting off in a keep star with plus five implants for a year before you can do anything with them.
What's
Also,
that
we have.
skill plan for the new doctrine?
We were going
You
to
don't
gaslight
say that
them.
yet,
Thanks.
Cintage.
Thanks,
Honestly,
Cintage.
just ruined the whole plan.
We also added incursions, the incursion skill planner. I finally, after weeks of them asking me about it and procrastinating, I've finally finished it. It's still a work in progress, so some of the skills could change and tweak and stuff like that, but that'll help you guys be a lot more efficient and find skills that maybe you didn't know you needed. So something like incursions, when you're there with 40 people, everyone needs to make sure they're properly prepared with the right fits and also the right skills. Just because you can go and sit in a ship, that doesn't mean you're done. Right, there's tons of support skills that you guys need. Same thing with the doctrine ships, right? So, and also there's a thread. You can always comment on it if you think that there's something wrong with the skill plans. Just let me know. Like I'm open to feedback, or if you think something needs to be added to it, or that I missed something. Just let me know.
Awesome. Thanks very much, Styx. And yeah, if you do find anything that you think is could do with some tweaking, yeah, let Styx know. Apparently he loves Eve mails, so just make sure you send it that way.
Where are
Okay,
you?
since you're all looking at the you love it. Since we're all looking at the skill plans, time for the new doctrine announcement. You'll be sad to hear that Dakar Fleet is officially dead. Now we have vultures. So there will be contracts going up soon. We are slowly on our way to become a Kaldari Roleplay Alliance, so here they go. Thanks very much for linking that, Cintage. Appreciate it. Yep, so as I said, we've got the new fleets will be the Vulture Fleet, so I do like the name because it means that we're going to just pick everything clean. Next up on the agenda is so at the moment we've got Locust Fleets not next, I think it's next week or the week after. 24th, I think it is, some 23rd, thank you very much. In the meantime, you can still make sure that you're making yourself some ISK. So join honeybees, join super honeybees, join those, I don't know, super mega duper honeybees, whatever they're called. Make sure that you're doing some crab beacons and some dank ISK. As has already been mentioned, need to make sure that we keep on getting dreads, and more dreads. So make sure that they are trained for alts. So we don't want to see mains and dreads. Ideally, the order of priority should always be subcaps, dreads, and then everything else. If we don't have enough subcaps, we can't use the big toys, as already been mentioned. So make sure that you do have at least one ship that is a subcap, if not multiple. Let's do a quick count. If you've already got a dread already, put a D in Elysium, and Zintage is finally happily accepted to actually count them. So thanks very much, Zintage. Are we over 3,000 yet?
You should have let me do the Doomsday bot. That would have counted for me.
Ah, too late. Okay. Make sure that you're joining scouts. The scouts are those cool guys, so they're the ones that keep an eye on hostile staging, tell us what's going on. They also find us targets. So if you like to kill big shiny toys and actually find them, join scouts. If somebody can link the scouts SIG join forum post, that would be awesome. And at the same time, if scouting isn't your kind of thing, how about you herd some cats? Come and join skirmish commanders, go and do a couple of fleets, keep it busy for everyone. Next thing on the list is, want to give a call out to Tariel. Tariel, I'm going to pronounce the name terribly wrong, but Tariel Aderon, who at FanFest did a raffle that managed to raise over $1,000 for charity. So clap for Tariel. That is a huge accomplishment, so claps for Tariel. And lastly on my list, we do have the Ermelin move up happening after today's fireside, so if you've got any of those big old toys or anything that's stuck in Ermelin that you need to get moved down to UALX, there will be a bridge route and a signer route all the way here. So if you've got jump freighters, etc., we can get everything sorted.
Remember, that's just a 49U, and then the gate op is next week.
Thanks very much, Ranger. That was all I had on my list for today. So if you've got any questions, go ahead and throw them in Elysium.
Did you talk about CAD and I missed it?
CAD, we were going to say next week.
So no, the buyback guy. So we have retired the T1 Veroxes. So if you have a T1 Verox in 1DQ or E3OI, you can contract that back to the CAD Alt Corp for $70 million, and we will buy all of your T1 Veroxes. We are moving to FNIs for CAD. Details are in the MOTD for the CAD Corp, but if you've got a T1 Verox on your CAD Alt, you can send that back to the CAD Alt Corp, and we're going to buy all the Veroxes back. If you've got an Osprey, keep the Osprey. We're still using those. We've just changed the Veroxes to FNIs.
Awesome. Thanks very much. Okay, so on to some questions. Will the FNIs be contracted in E3OI? Yes, I believe they should be.
Yeah, they're on contracts. I looked at them this morning.
Perfect. Standard fries or curly fries? Definitely curly fries, but nothing beats sweet potato fries. Sweet potato fries with rosemary salt? Perfect. Oh, apparently you guys don't like that.
Yeah, your sweet potato fries is why you're never going to do another fireside again, man. You're fired.
You love it. Do the CAD alt skill plans need to be updated due to the T2 drones? Sticks.
Sorry, say that one again.
The question, do the CAD alt skill plans need to be updated for T2 drones?
I will make a note of that. I don't remember.
They need drone spec 1 added to them. That's all they need, though.
There you go. Just train drone spec 1. Nice and easy. Do I like spicy food? No, I do not. I can eat it and tolerate it a bit more than Asher, but I don't handle spicy food very well.
Kazulti, the T2 DLA is a mistake. Replace it with a T1, and future contracts that go up will be fixed.
Yes, all the ones right now, guys, should have T1 DLAs on them. A handful of people got them before we realized we did that, so you just need to get a T1 DLA in it, and it will work. All the contracts now should have T1 DLAs on them, but I think about 20 people got them before we realized that.
I'll take the blame. My bad.
Okay, if your ships are in 1DQ, you can get them moved over to the 49 Newgate, and there will be a gate crossing up next week. Have we considered a nightmare doctrine?
If you're asking about CAD stuff in 1DQ, we'll buy it back there too.
Yeah, Ferox isn't CAD. Ferox, CAD, 1DQ, it's totally fine.
And have we considered a nightmare doctrine as well as Vulture? No, nightmares give me nightmares.
Sinjish doesn't like nightmares. He likes to be a nightmare. He doesn't like nightmares.
Asher's the one stopping me from a nightmare doctrine. Let's be clear here.
Is he though?
So, can we get new Logi? You're flying Basilisk too often. Well, with the update to the next patch, there will be buffs coming to all types of Logi. So, Scimitars and Bazzi are going to be even better. So, I don't think there's going to be new logistics coming out in terms of new ships. However, never say never in the future.
Yeah, to be clear, the bonuses that they're adding to the Scimitar do not make it better than the Bassi, so the Bassi will continue to be our main Logi.
Trig Doctrine. We already have some Doctrine. We've already got Kikimoras for Triglavians. The Barbaroga is probably not going to become a Doctrine. The fact that, you know, the only thing that's really good about the Shaxs is A, they're really fast and they do a lot of spool up damage. If they're just sitting static, they're probably not going to be as good. So they'll probably have their purpose, but in major fleets, probably not. When armor fleets, when they make armor better than shield. So the reality is that shield fleets are a lot better when it comes to movability, making sure that we can get through space quickly. With everything being really spread out at the moment, with the changes, it pays to be able to move quickly. Who do we contract the Ferox to in 1DQ? You can contract it over to the CAD Alt Corp. So,
Corporation, your CAD character is in. You should have an easy time finding that.
If you don't have a CAD character, go make a CAD character.
What will happen to the space with the new upgrades to SOV upgrades? To be confirmed. That is still being theory crafted. We'll share more once we've got some more information. So, future plans.
I'll comment slightly. We'll have the ability to be a lot more flexible with mining upgrades. So right now, the biggest effect that you guys will see out of this is that the current way it works is you can't install upgrades over the power cap of the system, even if they're offline. The expansion will take away that limitation, so you'll be able to put as many upgrades in a shub as you want to, but they just won't be able to be online. And so what that means is we'll be able to take a system and put in, you know, a handful of different mining upgrades. And then we can be like, all right, this is going to be Pyrite week. And we're going to rotate a handful of things over to Pyrite. And we'll leave those up for a week. And then when it's over, we can rotate them back. So you can be looking forward to stuff like that once the expansion drops. Right now, every time we want to change it out, we have to go blow up an upgrade and put a new one in, which means G-Saw needs to fly around to every shub and drop things in. And so for fairly obvious reasons, we're not doing that a lot. But after the patch, it would just be somebody logging in and going, okay, we're turning these on instead of those. And 10 hours later, you'll have the new ANOM.
So in other words, a lot more flexibility coming in the future. Have you been buying the Shaxx blueprint copies in preparation for Legion? I think we've probably still got a fairly big stash from when we used to have the Shaxx Doctrine. I mean, personally, I've been keeping the ones that I've got because I'm still expecting the prices to go up. Seema, I'm not opening that image. I know what you're like.
It's great. You should open it.
Okay, I think we're slowly coming to the end of questions, so I'm going to call it here. So thanks very much, everyone. Tune in next week for when Asher gets back and regales us with all the lovely stories about his holiday and all the spicy things that he ate.